Hey folks, welcome to the Kira Banks Show. On this week, we have week 26 of a year of self-love journal. This week's affirmation is, each day I find new reasons and ways to love myself. I see my worth. And we're halfway through. So this is an extra special week. You're halfway through the year of self-love journal. We are halfway through this journal. When I started this process at the beginning of this year, my partner who produces this show, Aaron, said to me, like, are you sure? Every week? Really? And he asked, or maybe he didn't ask right away, but he wondered. We've had this conversation because he knows me. I can get excited about things. And I mean, typically, if I get excited, I follow through, but sometimes I don't. And so in his mind, he was like, we're really doing this weekly? I was like, no, really. I think this is what people want. I think this is what people need in this moment. There is so much happening in the world. It is chaos in many ways. And so when I focused on self-love, I wasn't doing it in a way to escape or bypass what's happening in the world. I was doing it in a way to ground us. So this is the, perhaps it's my psychology training, right? This is the psychologist in me saying, in order to show up in all of the different fights that we have in this world for social justice, for seeing the humanity in others, we need to be grounded in a sense of love of self, which often opens up a love for others, recognizing that we have love for ourselves and that we have to foster that can sometimes be a way to help us see the humanity in others when we've lost that. Not that everyone has. But this focus on self-love is not about being individualistic or self-indulgent. It's about grounding us, deepening our self-awareness and our love for ourselves and finding ways to then be able to show up in community in a more healthy, abundant way. So with that, I want you to reflect on this halfway point. What have you learned about yourself? What have you learned about self-love? What shifted? What are you celebrating? I really want to hear your thoughts in the comments at me across all social media platforms. I want to hear what has shifted for you. I know for me, while I was clear that I wanted to do this series and that I felt like people needed some individual kind of grounding to help them show up better in community, I think I underestimated how much work I had to do in terms of cultivating a sense of self-love. I knew I had work to do, right? But for me, what shifted is I think I have more self-compassion for myself. I think I have more of a willingness to accept my mistakes and not feel defeated or less than because of them, but feeling their weight, but learning the lessons and knowing that through all of that, I'm worthy. Through all of that, I am enough. Through all of that, I deserve love from myself. And if others aren't able to show up and give it, so be it, but I deserve it. And so that's that like solid sense of knowing is something that has grown for me and is a shift. And I think I say it with no, you know how you say things with like, you know, you go up at the top, up at the end. I don't say it with any question. I say it with, I say it definitively. I say it with conviction, right? But there still are places where I have challenges. And that's good to know. So ask yourself, what's been hard? What's been challenging? Are there any areas or any weeks that you skipped or that you went through quickly or that you avoided? And sit with that a bit. For me, I want you to sit with that because it's important to honor your progress, whatever it is. So you could name that, yeah, this piece of the work was really hard or I avoided it, or I really just skipped over that week, right? That's okay. Noticing that is okay. That's part of your progress to notice that that is an area of growth. So I want you to spend some time reflecting on that. For me, I think that I didn't avoid or skip anything because I'm doing it with you here. But some of the places that I'm like, all right, can we keep moving? Is the work around our self-doubts. I've found that I don't like to hang out there long. And I think for me, that's an area of work and an area where I can grow because it's okay to have doubt. It's almost like I think I'm realizing that lack of desire to hang out too long in doubt is because I'm not trusting myself that I'll be able to get out of it. And so as I can name the ways that I've grown, I also need to kind of test out if that growth has helped me navigate my doubts in a different way. And so even just sharing that again, I'd taken notes, but even just saying that out loud gives me a little more confidence because I'm like, all right, so if I've seen this growth, perhaps I can hang out with my doubts a bit longer because I know that I can move through them. I don't have to worry that I will get stuck or that I will end up in like a shame spiral or, you know, feeling unlovable. And even if I feel that, I can feel that and then remind myself because of the growth that I am worthy, I am enough, I am lovable. And so I see that progress and that growth as like mirroring each other in a way or like not feeding each other, but supporting each other in a way that actually I think will lead to even more growth. So that's a little bit about what I'm seeing, but I want you to think about like, did you have any aha moments? Where do you need to seek support? It's okay to need help. There's nothing wrong with needing help or needing support or needing accountability. There's still areas in my life where things are a lot easier with accountability. And I'm like, why can't you do this by yourself? Well, I can work towards that and I should challenge myself to do that, but it's also okay to want support and to need support and to activate that support. It's okay. And then think about what's a favorite practice. Like, is there a affirmation that really resonated with you or one of the activities that sparked something? Like, identify that and know that you can circle back to some of these. Like, just because the week has passed doesn't mean you can't hold on to an affirmation or go back and read it if it made you feel particularly solid, or an activity that you maybe you realize you struggled with, making that list of things that you love about yourself was hard. Well, try going back again. Is it any easier or is it the same hard? Those sorts of activities that you can circle back to, know that you don't have to leave them in the past and maybe pick out a few faves that you circle back to. And then I just want you to think about as a whole, like to reflect on your progress so far. I want you to give yourself some kudos. This is half a year of intentional reflection on cultivating self-love. And I want you to reflect on that and then think about, all right, so what does that do for you? What does that gain you? Where does that self-love want to flow? And to me, that's that connection to that bigger question of how we as individuals can show up in community. Like, how do you show up? How do you want to show up? Who are you connected to? What's your lane in all of the big work that is needed in the world today? And so I invite you to reflect on not only this week's affirmation around finding new reasons and new ways to love yourself, seeing your worth, but also seeing your progress over time and relishing in that and loving yourself because of the progress and growth that you've had, that you will have, that you're capable of. And through it all, you're worthy. All right, folks, it's been a great half a year. I can't wait to round out the year. Like, what is time? Where is time gone? I can't wait to finish the year with you. But thanks for joining me on The Kira Banks Show.
Have tea to spill or something you want to ask Dr. Banks? Contact her at kirabanks.com/stories or stories@raisingequity.org. Thanks for listening.